This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with co-host, Providence Business News Editor, Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
We're going to look at the latest announced electricity rates approved for Rhode Island homes and businesses and some other energy issues. And our guest is National Grid spokesperson David Graves. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Dave.
Let's get to what just happened weather-wise, this deep cold snap we've just had in the area, and its effect on power supplies, power demand, and ultimately power cost. What's happening?
Well, power supply has been strained, particularly on the gas side, with increased demand. We've seen a tremendous capacity problem with our transmission lines, which are not really ours, but the supply coming into New England. Plenty of gas out there in North America, plenty of gas in the Northeast. The problem we have in New England is that the existing gas pipelines are not large enough to transport the product that's in demand, and that's the reason for what we call constraint, pipeline constraint. That has led to an increase in electric prices, believe it or not, because about 50% of the electricity that's used in New England is generated by burning natural gas. So as these constrictions in pipeline capacity have occurred, the generators have had to switch to oil, which is more expensive than gas, in order to make up for the need for electricity. Short term, to the customer, they're not going to see any change in the price of a commodity. However, when pricing is estimated for the next rate adjustment, the generators look down the road. They look at the futures market and what the prices are expected to be. So there is a possibility that down the road in June, for let's say when we readjust the electric prices, there could be an upwards tick of commodity costs for electricity and possibly for natural gas as well.
And these costs would be for both residents and for businesses?
That's correct, yes. The businesses are done. We have both commercial and industrial customers. There are five classifications under commercial, five classifications in industrial. There are also flexible pricing and fixed pricing. So it gets very complex, and really we work very closely with our commercial and industrial customers to help them find the best solution. Many of them have gone outside to outside marketers to buy commodity because they can balance their books, they can look down the road, they can budget under long-term contracts and avoid the price fluctuations that are inherent in the way we set our prices.
If they go beyond you folks and buy an outside commodity, how is that delivered? Is that easy to deliver? Is it more of a problem that might engender another cost?
No, we deliver it. It's done.
We
make our money on the delivery side. I should point out that the gas and electricity that we buy on behalf of our customers is not marked up. It's a pass-through cost. We make our money on the delivery side of the bill, which has some delivery charges, but we will deliver. It's our wires and our gas mains that will deliver the product to the customer.
So, David, when you talk about the constraints in terms of supply, so there's plenty of natural gas out there. You know, there's been this explosion, you know, thanks to fracking to a large degree. Is there any movement to increase that capacity to deliver gas into New England?
Locally, the transmission companies, which are primarily Spectra Energy out of Houston that owns the Algonquin gas pipeline, which is one of the primary feeders into New England, they have been locally expanding the systems at the local distribution level to put more product into our system, our distribution company. The issue is more major pipelines coming in from Pennsylvania, which is where what's called the Marcellus Shale Field is located, the primary source of this new supply of natural gas, building the pipeline to get the product to New England. That takes years to accomplish. So while we still have those constraints on the transmission system, the gas transmission system, we're going to continue to see some pricing issues in the region.
Is that process begun?
The planning process has begun. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission started holding hearings on this issue. It was recognized a long time ago when electric generating companies started switching over to natural gas because it's less expensive, it burns cleaner. But also we've had a marked increase in the number of residential customers who have converted to natural gas from heating oil for the same reasons, for pricing purposes. It was looked at, it continues to be looked at. All of this, because it is an interstate transmission issue, it requires federal approval, federal oversight, federal rate making. And we all know how quickly the federal government moves, but eventually I'm sure these pipelines will be built.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. And our guest is National Grid spokesperson David Graves. Recent residential rates rose by an average of 12.1%, a monthly hike of about $9.50, and also the business rates were higher also. Basically, how do you break that down? If I'm getting a bill that shows I have to pay a little bit more, what is that for?
It's the commodity cost. It's the price of the electricity. For this current rating period that started January 1st for a residential customer, we would go out in October, issue a request for proposals. Brokers, energy brokers, come back with the estimated cost of what they think it's going to take for us to buy our anticipated load, the load being the demand that our customers place on the system, how much electricity they're going to need. We take up the lowest bid. Those prices are submitted to the Public Utilities Commission and the Division of Public Utilities and Carriers. They're subject to public hearings. They take a look at it. They do their own analysis, and from there, the rates are set. So in this case, it's strictly a question of how much the price of electricity has gone up because of all the reasons that we mentioned, the fact that there is that limited supply of natural gas getting into New England, and also the need for the generators to switch to a more expensive source, in this case, for the most part, oil, and in some cases, coal, in order to burn to generate electricity.
Well, coal is cheaper, though, right? I mean, coal is more expensive, but coal is cheaper if it's dirty.
And it's dirty, and there's some costs involved in that. I'm sure the generators of the EPA and other are looking over their shoulder about the burning of coal. They've gotten away from that. Brayton Point may be the exception, right. But we look at Brayton Point, and they're promising to go out of business in a few years. So it's really a question of oil. Coal is still a source for energy, but primarily it's that natural gas.
That's the Brayton Point Power Plant in Somerset, right across from Fall River.
Correct.
If I'm running a business, should I be aware of the various, a business or an industry, should I be aware of the various pricing structures I can take advantage of?
Yes, because the differences are significant, particularly between, let's say you're a small business, commercial operator. You're going to see if you're on a variable price option, you're going to be paying about 12 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity. If you're on on the fixed price option, starting January 1st, you'd be paying 8.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, you might ask yourself, why would anyone with half a brain opt to go for the variable price? And that is, there's always that chance, the roll of the dice, that the cost of the commodity will dip. And your price that you're paying may fall below. If you're on a flexible plan, the price may fall below the fixed price. That's a chance that you take. It's also a chance you take when you go with an outside marketer. You sign a long-term contract at a given price. And your hope is that you're going to avoid the price fluctuations, but also that you're going to avoid any rapid increases. But then again, you don't get the decrease either. So it's a question. It's we work very closely with our commercial and industrial customers to counsel them on what's best for them, how they can best access commodity, and also on the energy efficiency side, what can we do to help them use less energy.
Now, when you're counseling, do you have a business that actually acts as a broker for getting this the commodity as well?
We do not, and we cannot. There's a wall as set up regulatorily between us and any outside marketers. What we do on our website is offer a list of those marketing firms. They're primarily right now in the industrial and commercial side because the volumes are greater, so they can make a better return rather than on the residential side where you've got to get an aggregation of customers together in a sizable group before you can realize any profit. So we do publicize and publish those companies that are available to them. And again, it's working with them, taking a look at their energy needs and what's best for the customer.
Okay, understanding our electric bills, if you're in your home or at your business. And helping us to do that is Mr. David Graves, spokesperson for National Grid. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.